Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Emily Metz, talking gene editing. Back with Emily in just a moment.
At Mueller, we realize customers who choose metal roofing for their home require durability, longevity, and value, like Chris.
I decided on Mueller because when I started asking around, they all said Mueller is by far the best company to deal with. I trusted Mueller because of the reputation that they had, and they surely delivered. It's a dream home. I wanted a good roof on it.
True value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and how a company stands behind their products after the sale. Just ask Glenda.
Mueller helped me to achieve and fulfill the dream that I wanted. It's like a family. We work together. They're interested in your project, and they want to achieve everything that you really wanted in your plans.
At Mueller, you simply get more. More for your money, more assurance, more value from a company in business more than 85 years. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com.
Earlier this year, Emily Metz, Director for New Product Marketing for a company known as Genus, talked about gene editing. Now, it can be a great tool in raising healthier animals. She made that presentation at the National Institute for Animal Agriculture, and she said that we've got a real problem with consumers, and that's what we really wanted to focus on, her discussion about how we need to bring consumers along if we wanted to have the right to use new technology like gene editing. Emily says the real problem with consumers is they have no understanding of the improved genetics that we've developed over the years through breeding, and that gene editing just allows us to move that process quicker down the road.
Consumers really don't understand how we've bred animals and how that's something that's sort of gone on since the dawn of time. To be more efficient, to be healthier, you know, we breed them for all hosts of characteristics now, but that's been going on forever. But we really, when we start to have this discussion with consumers, we're going to have to start all the way back at the beginning and talk about why we breed animals. Because gene editing is really an advanced tool in that breeding process.
Emily Metz says it's important to communicate to consumers that gene editing is nothing like a GMO.
We are not introducing foreign DNA. So we heard GMOs sort of referenced around in the last talk. It is not GMOs. It is not genetic modification. It's going in and very precisely making a targeted edit in the DNA of that animal, turning on or off a sequence of genes that make that DNA function in a certain way.
And Emily says it's really important that consumers understand what gene editing is not. It is not
transgenic. You hear that word a lot. No foreign DNA. We are not using gene editing to insert foreign DNA into the DNA of a pig or a cow, for that matter. It is not transgenic. We are not using gene editing to create animals for human amusement. So we're not creating designer animals. We think that's very important that people know. And then also, we're not using gene editing to create animals that can withstand abuse or neglect or mistreatment of any kind. That's really important for consumers to understand, and we'll talk about that. As I said, Genus has done a lot of consumer message testing, and one of the things we've learned very clearly is that consumers do not want, under any circumstances, gene editing to be used to allow for any sort of abuse of power when it comes to animals. So we are not using this to allow for that to happen. We are using this to really eradicate disease and focus on creating healthier animals.
Now, speaking of the consumer, Emily Metz with Genus said that soon after she went to work for the organization, that scientists there were stacking paper after paper of highly technical explanations of gene editing and other things they were doing on behalf of animal agriculture. And she said, hey, wait a minute. We've got to boil this down and make it a whole lot simpler.
I can't, there's not enough Diet Coke in the world to get me through this. I need you to talk to me like I'm really, really not intelligent. And explain this in a way that you would explain this to someone who has no connection to animal agriculture, no connection to livestock production, has no idea what a cow or a chicken even is. I need you to talk to me that way. And what they came back with was they said, okay, Emily, let's think of it this way. It's like if you pay the slots, and breeding that perfect animal is like hitting five across in cherries. And you hit it, and you hit it, and you hit it, and you're spinning, and you're spinning, and you're spinning, and you're waiting for all those five cherries to line up. Gene editing allows us to stack the deck. It allows us to get five cherries and hit the jackpot that much faster. We were going to get there anyway. We just might have had to spin a couple thousand times. Gene editing allows us to spin 4 to 5 and get there that much faster. That makes sense to me as a consumer, as a human, and hopefully that makes sense to you. And I think that's how we have to try to talk about this as a natural progression.
Talking gene editing with Emily Metz of Genus. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Ranch Dispersal Auction, October 28th. Located 4 miles east of Shawnee, Oklahoma, this 823-acre ranch features sale barn, 2 homes, shop, and 50 equipment lots with skid steer, trucks, trailers, implements, chutes, pens, panels, feeders, welders, tools, and more. Auction is October 28th at 3 p.m. sharp. Visit cj-auctions.com or call 918-550-8118. That's cj-auctions.com or call 918-550-8118.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.